Coast Guard officials aren't sure how they're going to charge user fees to shippers, and they've already been ordered not to charge recreational and fishing boaters or charge for search and rescue operations. Even though charging user fees was rejected last year, federal budget managers are telling the Coast Guard to charge the fees or lose funding. Lake Carriers Association spokesperson Glenn Nekvasil told a congressional committee this month that these fees would be unfair for his industry, the Great Lakes shipping fleets.
Aids to navigation, ice breaking, these are services to much more than just commercial navigation. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the airplanes use the Coast Guard aid to use some of the Coast Guard aids to navigation, but they're not included in the tax. The recreational boats aren't included. The fishing boats aren't included. The ferries.
Nekvasil says ocean ports would have an advantage over Great Lakes shipping because ice breaking isn't needed as much as it is on the Great Lakes. Budget hearings are expected to continue into late May. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.